The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading the news.
And good morning. Welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and as always, I'm here at 10 o'clock. It's fine. It's all good. And so it's 10 o'clock. That means it's time for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And I'm Janet Cimarelli. I was thinking about a little story when I was walking into the studio this morning. A long time ago, I used to do a Monday through Friday radio show. I used to do this show at 8 o'clock in the morning. Now, keep in mind, I'm not necessarily a night owl, but I'm not your early bird. I kind of start slow in the morning. And so when I would drive to the radio station to do this 8 a.m. radio show, there used to be a radio station here in South Florida that played classical music. But in the morning, what did they play? John Philip Sousa. So I used to drive to the radio station with my radio turned up a little higher than usual, and I was listening to John Philip Sousa. Now, my ride to the radio station usually took maybe, say, 20, 25 minutes, and I would arrive at the radio station all full of vim and vigor, and I'd be ready to go, and I'd be having such a good time because I would have been just really charged up listening to that radio program. So here I am alone. No Al Foreman this morning. He's not calling in. Hopefully, this program is being played at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center so that all of the people who are working there now, working to bring that store to the grand opening day, are listening to the show, and they'll know how important all of these things that we talk about here every day, how important they are for supporting good health. Supporting good health when you think disease is inevitable. You know what? It isn't. And I even tell people who come to talk to me and they say, I have the XYZ gene, or I have the gene for celiac disease. I have the disease for migraines. I have whatever. And the truth of the matter is, yes, you may have genes, but I always say, diet and lifestyle trumps genes. And then I think, okay, well, how about all those people who come to me and they talk about, you know, I have a really good diet and I still have arthritis or migraines or infertility or whatever the case may be. And so what my statement to them might be is, for some reason, you have an inability to properly process certain nutrient substances. Consequently, you have a deficiency. And that's that whole picture of taking supplements. And I think a lot of times when people are speaking to me as a nutrition counselor, they may see that, everything she talks about has to do with supplementing with a different nutrient. Yes, indeed. Supplementing with a different nutrient, because it's a very focused process that you specifically overcome a negative, specifically minimize the possibility that a genetic issue or the issue left over from an injury or the issue left over from a prior illness. Those things can all be overcome, but you need to understand what the specific loss might be, and then you need to know exactly what the amount of the supplemental approach or dietary approach might need to be in order to get you essentially over this hurdle. Yeah, you can think about these things as recovering from a challenge, getting to the other side of the mountain, so to speak. Okay, so yes, you have a genetic predisposition, let's say, for arthritis. So there are so many ways to address that weakness, that deficiency. But first you have to identify what it is, because it could be a lot of different things. It could have its origin in circulation, that the circulation is not sufficient enough to deliver the nutrients there, or that you're taking the nutrient, very specific nutrient that you need, but your blood chemistry is such that it disables the nutrient, or it prevents the nutrient from connecting with other nutrients and ultimately being delivered to where it's needed. And then again, okay, you have enough of the specific nutrient that you're deficient in, but then there are 10 other deficiencies that interact with that, so you're only getting a partial delivery situation. So on and on and on, there are so many different issues where you minimize the possibility that you're going to overcome your problem. And that's where I come in. Sitting down with me, taking a look at your blood work, telling me what you eat, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, drinks, telling me what medications you take. So many people, unfortunately, are dealing with a situation where they take medication and they don't understand the blockages that that medication may put up with regard to the delivery of nutrients to where they're needed in the body. Yes, the medication does the job for which it was prescribed, so you get rid of that symptom. But in the long term, what's developing are issues that are seemingly unrelated, but what's happening is the delivery of the nutrient is being interfered with because of the medication. Prescription medication may be seemingly innocuous over-the-counter medication. And one of the things that you're seeing more and more and more on the over-the-counter medication are drug facts. So you'll see exactly what is in that drug, and you will certainly see warnings about mixing that over-the-counter drug with other over-the-counter drugs, mixing that drug with certain foods like caffeine, for example, mixing that drug with your prescription drugs. Very often those blood pressure lowering drugs react poorly with some of the over-the-counter pain relievers. So it's a complicated dance out there. And sometimes when your focus is on your career, on your family, on your children, on your job, your day-to-day activities, so you don't necessarily always have the time to investigate this whole picture. And the other thing that happens on occasion is you might feel overwhelmed when you're taking a look at these, the information that's afforded you on packaging. Sometimes it may be very confusing. You might not necessarily have all of the tools you need in order to decipher it. So that's, again, where I come in. And so people can come and sit down with me. I have an update about coming and sitting down and discussing your health issues with me. The office within the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center store is nearing completion. The ceiling is in, the lighting is going in, the door is up, the lock is on the door. So very interesting, because I will be having a variety of very sophisticated formulas, and they are not to be displayed on a retail shelf, and consequently the door to my office is locked and will be kept locked when I am not in the office or when there is not a licensed practitioner in that office. So lots of interesting things behind that locked door. Lots of science and research behind the products that are behind that locked door. Lots of science, such high quality, credible science conducted at well-regarded research institutions around the world. And not only is this science and research being brought to you from petri dishes, but actually also being brought to you from clinical experience. That's what's one of the things that's so important, is that clinical experience. On paper, it might look really, really good. And then in daily living, true life experience, doesn't work so well. So lots of high quality information behind the products that I'll be able to bring to the clients who come to see me at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And you hear about during the breaks all of the ways that you can find the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So I'm not going to tell you that now. I am going to tell you that you get to listen to this show, the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is available to broadcast on your computer, wwnnradio.com. You can listen live on your computer. You can tell all of your friends and family in the East Coast real time that they can listen on WWNNradio.com. And then it does need to acknowledge the time change. So Central Time an hour earlier, Mountain Time an hour earlier, West Coast Time again, way too early. No, I don't think people want to listen to that. But if it's way too early where you are, or you're busy and you can't listen, one of the things you can do is go to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers.com, and all of the shows are archived. www.SAVALOTNutritionCenters.com, and you can listen to all of the shows. They're archived. And it's time for me to take a break right now. You'll find out more about the Save-A-Lot store during the break. I'll be right back. Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save A Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and lots of information to share with you this morning about supporting your good health and avoiding those chemicals that have been advertised to you to accomplish a very specific benefit. And while they are accomplishing that benefit, they're creating other issues, other problems. And so one of the things that I'm going to be discussing, or the things that I'll be discussing this morning, are the choices you have with regard to eliminating certain choices that you make at the drugstore, so to speak. Okay. I talked earlier this week about all of those people out there who may be taking a low-dose aspirin and what they possibly are misunderstanding is, or lacking the information about, the damage that even low-dose aspirin has the possibility to do. It's so amazing to me. So here's the cardiologist suggesting to a blood pressure hypertensive patient that, well, the aspirin, this very low dose aspirin, will help your circulation, take a little pressure off the heart, and that reduction in energy demand from your heart translates to a benefit. Well, what's missing here? That whole picture about aspirin that can contribute to gastrointestinal bleeding. So here you have a recommendation for prevention of heart attack. There's not the issue right here and now. You haven't necessarily had the heart attack. And your cardiologist is suggesting to you that you take this aspirin as a preventive measure. And the preventive measure has the very real potential to cause GI bleeding. Does that make sense? The other thing is, the credible research with regard to aspirin and heart disease is aspirin has been researched and shown to prevent a second heart attack. But the research is equivocal on whether the aspirin has the potential to prevent a first heart attack. But how many people out there are taking the aspirin for the very idea of preventing a first heart attack? And, okay, maybe you have a headache. Maybe your ankle hurts or your knee hurts. And you're going to take the aspirin. It's going to reduce inflammation, but at what cost? Very well established and researched information that aspirin reduces folic acid in your body. Folic acid is the specific part of the B complex that is associated with longevity. Again, research on that, and you are potentially reducing, by your low-dose aspirin, GI bleeding and low folic acid. If you've never had a heart attack, the research, as I said, is not necessarily definitive about the low-dose aspirin preventing the initial heart attack. Might you have had a response, your doctor had a response to advertising from a certain company? What company do you think it might be that is manufacturing most of the aspirin? Might it be Bayer? Don't you think many people, when they're looking at the aspirin, they think, okay, well, I know that name. Maybe that's the better one, and I should choose that. Well, that low-dose aspirin, even from that very well-known name, still reduces the folic acid, the specific B vitamin that is part of longevity. It reduces iron. Well, let's think about that. The aspirin has the potential to create GI bleeding, bleeding in your stomach or other areas of your digestive tract. Might that bleeding be associated with the iron loss? A consideration, something to think about. And we know that in addition to the iron, potassium is lowered when you are taking aspirin on a regular basis. Vitamin C is lowered when you're taking aspirin on a regular basis. These are critically important considerations. Now, if you have an issue with clotting, if your fibrinogen level is not where it should be, possibly you don't have the right profile of essential fatty acids and your blood has too great a tendency to clot, well, aspirin will do that job. It will stop those blood cells from sticking together. But so will a whole host of other things that don't do negatives to your body, a whole host of other things that actually do positives. Ginkgo biloba. Very good example. So you're preventing the stickiness in your blood cells, so your blood circulates to your extremities very much more easily. The blood circulates to your brain much more easily. There's research talking about ginkgo biloba enhancing circulation from the neck up. So people, one of the recommendations that I make on occasion to people who are dealing with tinnitus, a little bit of ginkgo biloba. It isn't successful for everyone, but for some people, it is helpful. And so you're getting the benefit that you're looking for from the aspirin. You're getting circulation to the extremities. So through those very fine blood vessels where you need blood to be, the blood chemistry to be thin enough to get into those tiny blood vessels, ginkgo biloba will help with that. And you're going to get specific circulation into the tiny blood vessels in your brain. And again, research out there showing the improvement in brain function with ginkgo biloba. Your brain works a little more quickly, a little more efficiently. Why? Because you're getting the nutrients to those brain cells, the very nutrients that the brain cells need to function at high capacity. So, all right, you're not going to take your aspirin anymore, or you're thinking about changing. Well, don't do it precipitously. Don't just stop. That is not a reasonable thing to do. That's a shock to your body. So one of the things you could think about doing if you're going to very, very gently make a change in another direction from the aspirin, first of all, speak to your doctor who has suggested that you take that daily low-dose aspirin. Possibly bring the doctor some information about ginkgo biloba and the rest of the things that I'm going to talk about that are going to be so supportive of circulation and do all beneficial things rather than negative things. So, in addition to the ginkgo biloba, and keep in mind, I'm not suggesting that you use all of these. You may think about using one of these, possibly one or two of these things, possibly alternating with these things, but don't take every one of them that I'm going to be talking about. So aspirin is stopping the stickiness of the blood cells, enhancing circulation, reducing inflammation. And what else could you possibly take that might do that same thing? Oh, garlic. So all sorts of well-researched garlic extracts will do the job. And you think, okay, well, I don't want that smelly effect of the garlic. No, you won't necessarily have the smelly effect of the garlic when you choose certain chiolic garlic products. Aged garlic extract that has a very specific anti-inflammatory effect as well as a blood thinning effect. And then when you think about all of the chiolic garlic products, they have additional herbal components to address your specific issue. So maybe your issue is circulation. So in addition to the aged garlic extract, there is a profile of other herbs supporting circulation. And maybe you want immune benefit. Oh, we're coming up on that flu season, the one that you're always warned about, that you better get your flu shot, you better protect yourself, you better get that because the flu's coming around. It's going to be bad this year. That's what they always say. It'll be really bad. You'll be sorry if you don't get your flu shot, and the flu shot is going to take 2 weeks to take effect, so you better do it now before the real epidemic hits. Well, chiolic garlic immune function, immune formula has the ability to enhance your circulation, reduce inflammation, and support your immune system. So instead of getting a negative associated with that daily low dose aspirin, you've got a very comprehensive formula that's a choice, doing beneficial things as well as the initial focus for taking something to thin your blood. It's time for me to take a break and take a breath here on Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and you can go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com and listen to archived shows on SAVLOT NutritionCenters.com. I'll be right back.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, SAV-A-LOTNutritionCenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to Al@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm talking about maybe some things that you should look into if you're taking a low-dose aspirin. And I'll be going through some of the different things that you're going to find on the shelves of your drugstore, as well as prescription substances that you might be thinking about taking or might have been prescribed, and the potential that they have to disrupt your health supporting body chemistry, blood chemistry, tissue chemistry. So I'm picking on low dose aspirin this morning, and I'm thinking, okay, well, we have research that shows it reduces low dose aspirin, or aspirin reduces folic acid, iron, potassium, and vitamin C. And why are you taking that low dose aspirin? You're taking it so that you have, a bit of support for how much energy your heart is using with each contraction. And here's a way to reduce that energy consumption by making it easier for the blood to flow through your body. And it isn't just aspirin that will do that. Okay, so I mentioned ginkgo biloba. I mentioned garlic extracts. How about vitamin E? We have research going back more than 60 years that has shown definitively the benefits associated with using vitamin E when you are dealing with an issue connected to circulation or connected to heart function. What's the vitamin E going to do? Well, once again, it prevents that stickiness in your blood cells, so the blood flows more easily through your body. It is going to reduce inflammation. Now, here's the kicker with vitamin E. You know that there is research trying to understand the difference in heart disease and heart attack statistics between men and women. And they think that there is possibly some sort of a protective effect with the hormone estrogen, because prior to menopause, women have far lower numbers, fewer heart attacks than men. And then after menopause, that kind of equalizes, that the statistics show an equality there. And so the presumption seems to be that estrogen might be protective to a certain extent. Well, what's something that vitamin E is going to do? Vitamin E is capable of acting as a hormone balancer. What do you need to watch out for with regard to vitamin E? Well, you can't take aspirin and vitamin E. You can't take aspirin and ginkgo. You can't take aspirin and garlic. You have to be very aware of overdoing something, overdoing a good thing, too much of a good thing. Okay, so the vitamin E, in addition to not using it in conjunction with other, or using too much of it with other blood thinning substances, you need to make sure that you are getting the complete E. And what do I mean by that? Well, there are D-alpha tocopherol products available, and that gives you just one form of vitamin E. What you want is the whole profile of tocopherols. So the tocopherol complex is number one what you want to look for. You want to make sure that when you look at the small print on the label, it says D alpha, D beta, and so on, and that it does not say DL alpha. And I have looked at plenty of vitamin E products from all different sources, and you would be amazed at how many products are out there still using DL, alpha tocopherol, as the sole source of vitamin E. Is it vitamin E? Yes. Can they list it as vitamin E on the label? Yes, indeed they can. However, that DL denotes a synthetic version of vitamin E. It is not a type of vitamin E that's going to do a whole lot of beneficial effect for your body. And so look at the small print. Look at the small print on your multivitamin. Does it say vitamin E? Yes. Okay. Is it D-alpha tocopherol? Is it DL-alpha? If it says DL, and if you need a magnifying glass to see that, make sure you have a magnifying glass handy, because it's important to determine what's the form, natural or synthetic. Natural is D-alpha, synthetic DL. Okay, and what else do you need to know about vitamin E? There's the tocopherols, and they're all in there. Now, you want to make sure that there are the tocotrienols. The tocotrienols are essentially the workhorses, but they haven't been available as a supplement for until recently. So there's more and more companies that are bringing you a complete vitamin E complex. So the whole profile of tocopherols, the whole profile of tocotrienols, the tocotrienols, anti-inflammatory, anti-carcinogen, anti-cancer. So many benefits when you get that whole profile. And one of the really easy ways to access it, Jarrow Formulas has FAMLE. And FAMLE, that product has the tocopherols and the tocotrienols, so, and from natural sources, not synthetic. Okay, so we have ginkgo biloba, we have garlic, we have vitamin E. What are some of the other things that you can use to enhance circulation and keep your blood cells from sticking together? How about hawthorn? How about omega-3 fatty acids? How about olive oil? So many different choices out there, and minimize the possibility that you might need to be taking a daily low-dose aspirin to enhance circulation, and with that thought that you were given that you're going to prevent a heart attack. But at what cost? Gastrointestinal bleeding? I don't think so. Okay, so what's one of the over-the-counter products that I would say possibly outstrips aspirin, or comes certainly close to being as commonly used as aspirin? Antacids. How many people out there are popping those Tums, those Rolaids, those Mylantas, all of those different antacid over-the-counter products, not to mention the more intense prescription products that are antacid in their activity. So what do you think you're doing to your digestive system? As the aspirin interferes with how your digestive system works, so do the antacids. What's one part of your body that you want to be so highly acidic? Your stomach. Where do those antacids go? They go to your stomach and they neutralize the acid in your stomach. What do you think happens when you neutralize the acid across the board? Now, if once in a while you eat some food that you know is going to cause you some sort of distress, okay. But the people that I see, they're buying these giant packages of Tums and Rolaids and Mylanta, and they're using these things multiple times a day. Okay, so do you think they're doing any good for their overall state of health? No, indeed. What they are doing is interfering with the absorption of critically important nutrients. I told you that the aspirin is very much associated with low iron levels, low potassium levels. Well, using an antacid on a regular basis is going to lower your calcium level. Now, is that a bad thing? Is that a good thing? Depends on where your calcium level is, and you need to take a look at your blood test. Your blood test, the range, the reference range of the calcium, 8.6 to 10.4. What I talk to my clients about is you don't necessarily want the calcium level over 10. So in that case, if your calcium level is, let's say, 10.3, 10.4, even 10.6, maybe the antacid isn't such a bad idea. But this is something that you have to monitor very closely. So you need to be testing your blood levels of the calcium on a regular basis. And think about it. If it is depleting calcium, it is potentially depleting a lot of other things that require high acid content in your digestive system, in your stomach, to break down and properly assimilate. So red meat, things that are hard to digest. Maybe some legumes or beans. You need that acid in your stomach to properly break down those things so that you don't have the gastric distress associated with certain foods. So be really careful with your use of antacids. So you're seeing that there are negatives associated with the use of antacids. What are your options? Oh, I can't eat peppers, or I can't eat beans, or oh, pretty much all of the things that I, after I have my dinner, I just don't feel well. How about some digestive enzymes? And you have a range of choices of digestive enzymes, from very, very mild, like Absorbaid, into extremely strong hydrochloric acid, pancreatic enzymes, and everything in between. So if you've tried a digestive enzyme and it hasn't worked for you, think about trying some different products. And of course, take a look at the ingredients on the label. Some of the over-the-counter digestive enzymes might not necessarily be pristine, totally focused on just the enzymes. They might have colors. They might have a variety of ingredients that you don't want to be using on a daily basis. And a digestive enzyme is a highly recommended substance to be using on a daily basis. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm going to take a breath right now and a short break. I'll be right back. Want to keep up to date on progress at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Do you want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com and tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save a Lot Nutrition Centers, and learn more about the low, low prices coming soon at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the PennDOT Center.
And welcome back. I'm Janet Cimarelli. This is the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And keep in mind, I did give you that update on the construction progress at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. I have a ceiling in my office, I have lighting in my office, and I have a door that locks. So, so much for the update. And you will see so many big changes if you've driven by the Save-A-Lot location and you haven't been there in the past 7 days. Oh, take a look. So much going on, the shelving going up. It is going to be astonishing. Thousands of supplements and thousands of supplements at superior pricing. Pricing that will save you so much money. That EDLP that is everyday low pricing, so you don't have to wait for special sales. It's interesting for sometimes clients will call me and they tell me, oh, I'm out of, let's say, CoQ10. I'm all out of my CoQ10. I've been out for a week, but I'm waiting until it goes on sale. I don't want this brand that's cheaper. I want a specific brand, and I have to wait until it goes on sale. CoQ10 is kind of a good example because it tends to be an expensive supplement, but, oh, my goodness, so worth the price. And with EDLP, you won't have to go without waiting for a sale. Every day, you will know you can walk into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and find your favorite product at a predictable price, an unbeatable price. That's so important. You know, we talk about stress a lot of times, and the stress of budgeting is a big one. You have so many demands on your pocketbook. And when you have so much going on like that, it's so stress relieving to know that you can count on your products being available at prices that you can afford. And you can thank Al Foreman for that, because that has been his focus whenever he has had a retail location. EDLP. Always you can rely on the fact that you can find the best products, the highest quality products, at the very best prices. And I think that that's an important aspect of this discussion as well, that you don't have to sacrifice quality to satisfy your pocketbook. So the very best supplements from the well-known national and literally international companies, and those companies that invest in the quality ingredients, the ingredients that are so completely tested so that you know that the active components of the ingredient is there in predictable levels. So not only do they invest in that quality core ingredients, they also invest in the research. And they may find over time that a particular extract, one extract is better than another. And I'll just say a variety of different types of extraction processes are available in the herbal industry. And sometimes you have greater stability of the herbal extract with a different manner of handling it. And it isn't necessarily across the board. Sometimes one type of extraction process is good for these herbs. Another type of extraction process is better for these herbs. So these national and international companies have invested in the research to bring the best quality ingredients, then the highest quality reliability of clinical research. So lots of reasons to come to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center store, because you're going to get the quality, you're going to get the pricing that you have come to rely on from Mr. Al Foreman, and you'll kind of get the quality nutrition counseling services as well, because I will be available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and sometimes by appointment, sometimes available just to walk in and have a conversation with me, and keeping in mind a very private office. And a private office that is locked, because I will be bringing to the community the kind of supplement that is possibly more sophisticated formulas, very, very focused formulas. So there are so many reasons to come in, and as soon as that store is open, you can come in and really do a great deal to support your health. Okay, I was talking about, before the break, I was talking about antacids. And, okay, we know that they deplete calcium, and that may be a good thing if your calcium is too high. It may be a bad thing if your calcium is too low. But what else do the antacids interfere with? They interfere with the proper breakdown and digestion of proteins. Proteins being the, particularly the animal source proteins, are the more difficult ones to break down. And if you don't have that proper balance of acid activity in your digestive system, in your stomach particularly, then the ability to access the amino acid components of protein is interfered with. And protein deficiency has a very long list of negatives. You will have muscle breakdown and certainly lack of energy, weakness, fatigue. So a wide range of negatives associated with using antacids on a regular basis. Okay, antibiotics. So many people, as soon as they have a little bit of an indication that they're coming down with something, may go to their doctor and say, I have to have an antibiotic. I have so many demands coming up on my time. I don't have time to get sick. So let me have a prescription so I knock it out right quickly. Well, the penicillin types of antibiotics, they're going to completely disturb your lower digestive system chemistry. What happens when you disturb that chemistry? You interfere with the body's ability to properly coenzymate the B vitamins. The B vitamins for energy, the B vitamins for brain chemistry, the B vitamins for mood. If you are deficient in B complex vitamins, in all of those B vitamins, then you don't feel so very well. So, the other part of it is you're disturbing the acidophilus profile in your lower digestive tract. That is a negative impact on your immune system. A negative impact on the actual cellular structure of your lower digestive system. So with antibiotics over the long term, you may very well set yourself up for leaky gut. So I said that you're disturbing that cellular structure of the lower digestive system. Those cells are meant to be very, very closely situated, tightly packed together. When you have an antibiotic and you're changing that cellular chemistry, those cellular spaces, the spaces between the cells, open up. That's your picture of leaky gut. So if you need to use an antibiotic, no question, go ahead and use the antibiotic. However, be very attentive to replacing all of the beneficial bacteria that are crucially important for how your immune system works, how your digestion and assimilation works, and how your vitamin status is functioning within your body, particularly those B-complex vitamins. I am out of time. We are finished for today with the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And I'll be back tomorrow at 10 with more, and I'll be talking about all of those different over-the-counter and prescription drugs that have a nutrition depletion effect on your body. So I hope you join me tomorrow morning at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.